The man in the arena. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust, sweat, and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does exactly strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at his best, in the end, knows the triumph of high achievement, and at his worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. That's a quote by Theodore Roosevelt. I've acquired this quote a couple months ago, and it really struck me as something that changed my perspective in understanding how to deal with criticism from people. I think often we're in a place where we all are born with the ability to be remarkable, be unique. No one person can be us, no matter how hard they may try. And contrary, we can never be another person, no matter how hard we try. And I believe that is the man in the arena, or the woman, whose opinion matters. And if you're not in the arena, your opinion does not matter. Now let me add some context to this. The man in the arena is the one who steps up, who doesn't call people out, who doesn't throw shade on anybody, kick them while they're down, say, must be nice, tries to take from somebody else, a jealous mentality, knocks other buildings down to make their buildings the biggest. The man in the arena, or the woman in the arena, is the person who knows what it takes to try their best, to be the best, not the best in the world, but the best version of themselves while they're on this world. And I think it's important to understand that in a world where we're constantly criticized because our lives are so public, doesn't matter if you're striving to be someone with 100 million followers on Instagram or someone who simply wants to go in and out of their life, working, living with their family, going on vacation, having a few friends, playing in a softball league, doing whatever you do that makes you happy. I think it's inevitable that we be criticized by people, and unfortunately we consume the wrong perceptions, the wrong opinions. A while back, probably 2 years ago, I wrote about there's nothing better than a good mirror, right? Like when you look at yourself in a good mirror, you know, and it's a little, makes you a little bit skinnier and you look real good, and you always look in that mirror. It feels nice. That outfit looks better and you walk around more confidently. You stop looking at your reflection when you walk downtown and you don't think about your appearance as much. You just walk with your chest up, shoulder blades back, and you own the day because you feel good, because you had some reassurance that you look good. And I correlated that with the people that you surround yourself with. They're mirrors. So good people are good mirrors. They're going to make you feel better. They're going to pump you up. They're going to make you walk through the day feeling a lot more confident and strong about who you are and what you stand for. And like a bad mirror, bad people with bad opinions and bad outputs on life are going to make you walk around a little bit more slouchy, always checking the reflections, thinking twice about what to say or what to wear or what to do or what to believe in, what to stand up for, what to try, what to fail at. And this correlates with this Theodore Roosevelt quote that I learned from watching a Netflix special on Brené Brown. And she made me realize that if the person's not in the arena, don't waste your time taking criticism from them. You have no room to talk. Now, You don't have, there's no definition of the arena. The arena is simply someone who is putting their head down, putting in their work, and staying up for what they believe in, making the best out of this life, knowing that today may be their last day, and really just being, or trying at least, to be the best version of themselves, to live a life of no regret, live a life where when they get to a certain age, there is no what ifs. I wonder if this would have been like this, if I tried this or that, right? The goal is to live today with the macro mentality in our decisions we make today, thinking when I'm 80, 90 years old, is this something, if I don't try it, why regret never knowing, just simply knowing what it could have been like, whether it was good or bad. That's the person in the arena. Those are the people that I'm going to accept criticism from. And when I think about this, I try to think about who I know and surround myself with those people. And if I can't always surround myself with those people, keep a list of them at least and run things by them. We have technology. We can get in touch with people most of the time as fast as we want. And I think it's important to have this list of people that Brené Brown had taught me, and only the people on the list are the people I will accept criticism from, the people that I will genuinely listen to their feedback when they say, you know what, Nick, that wasn't a good move by you, or you're not acting the way you should be, or I don't really think this idea is exactly going to work out the way you think it's going to work out, or, you know, that outfit looks kind of stupid, or all these different things. There's a million ways to get feedback and reasons why you would. But the people on this list are the only ones I'm really going to take it to heart for, because I know it's coming from a loving, endearing place of wanting to be a cheerleader for me, because they know that it's mutual. And so it's a really nice, not easy, with like anything else, with practice, but a nice way of getting yourself to this place where you can remind yourself very quickly when someone's criticizing you, whether that be online, in person, through third party talking shit or whatever. If they're not on that list, you can write it off right then and there. Drop it on the floor, step over it, and walk right past it. Don't turn back. Gary Vee says, looking back hurts your neck. I like that. Stop looking back so much. You're going to hurt your neck. Look forward. Move forward. What are we waiting for? What are we doing out here? Seriously. I mean, what are we doing out here? What are we waiting for? Acceptance? Acceptance to be yourself, to have an at-bat, to take a chance, to do that thing. When's Monday going to finally come? When's that Monday really going to happen where you're going to start that thing? That New Year's resolution, all January 1st, I'm going to start. Start it today. Start it today. Today might be your last day. Imagine if you went to Virginia Beach this weekend and unfortunately lost your life because someone killed you. Like that just happened in the past couple days. Or the million other things that unfortunately happen in this world that are an unfortunate reminder in our lives that we shouldn't take it for granted. It's not in our control most of the time. And that doesn't mean to live in a bubble and not go outside, because that's what they want. Don't live in fear. The only fear I live in is the fear of regret, the fear of never knowing an outcome. And I believe that if today was my last day, sure, I'd be devastated. But at least from up to this point, whatever I've been wondering has been tested. And at least I know I either fucked up and it didn't work, or it worked in the benefit of me and it got me to another good place. Not knowing is what keeps me up at night. Not knowing is a failure to me. Not knowing is what I'm going against every single day. Not you, not your friends, not my family, not my enemies, not my supporters, no one. Celebrities, better than people, look better than me, they're faster than me, stronger than me, smarter than me. It's enough. It's me versus me. That's all I'm battling with every single day. What are you going to do today, Nick? Is it better than yesterday? Are you going to look at that person in the mirror and say to yourself, if today was my last day, would this matter? Would that matter? Would I put time and energy into worrying about this thing or that thing? Or would I just look forward, be optimistic, and say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to be here tomorrow anyway. Let me just see how this turns out. I've always wondered. I mean, what are we waiting for? And it's not your fault. This is a powerful thing I learned over the years. It's not our fault that we are in this place of not taking a chance, complacency, feeling comfortable, nerves and fear and staying home and not showing up. These aren't things you should beat yourself up over. Because the beauty of it is, if you're listening to this right now, today isn't your last day because you're here right now. And so the past is the past. Don't hurt your neck looking back. Let's rewrite the future. I think something that really fascinates me, and I know that I think may think a little bit differently or a little more deep than usual in certain sayings or phrases, but tomorrow never happened. You just simply can't debate with me that you know what the future is like. You can't. Sure, the past is the past and today was what it was, but tomorrow simply never happened. So don't tell me I can't be something, do something, see something, meet someone, achieve something. Tomorrow never happened. And what's even better is you've never happened tomorrow. There's one version of you. You've never experienced tomorrow. So don't let people tell you you can't do something. You're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're not good looking enough. You didn't come from this school, or you didn't study this thing, or your job title's not this, this, and that. It's enough with the labels. Tomorrow never happened. So go give it a try. It could be you. It could be you. And the best part is, if your intent is right, if you're coming from a place of good intent, and you slap your name on anything you try and take a full accountability, and it doesn't work out, there is no failure. There's either a win, or there's something that can be applied to the future to not mess up again. If the intent is right, you're in a good place. There is no going back. The only failure is not doing it at all, because you're left with what if. You're left with curiosity. And if today was your last day, or if we're even fortunate to live for as long as we possibly can, when we get to a place where we simply don't have the ability, don't have the resources, don't have the network, don't have the capabilities physically, mentally, to do the things we wanted to try just to see what would happen from a place of good intent, come on. Again, what are we waiting for? Join me in the arena. Be the man, the woman in the arena. Show up. Do the deed. It's important to remember that there is simply one version of you. And we're all here right now, which means we've gone through something. We have some sort of adversity about ourselves. We're dealing with a mental war in our minds that the next person has no idea about. And I don't buy the fact that somebody out there can say that they don't have anything going on. No, you're just better at hiding it than I am. But I think confronting it and being open about it is the most powerful thing. Adversity is our superpowers. You could simply dwell on the past or look at it and say, wow, how remarkable of a story will this be when I turn this into fuel, into my fire, and achieve what I want to achieve? Take me on the journey with you. We're writing a book. Our lives are a book. Our lives are a movie. When you watch a movie, when you read a book, do you want to be bored? I mean, how often do I turn something off when it just sucks? It's boring. I'm tired. There's no excitement. I mean, think about that as your life. How complacent are you? What's being repetitive? What's constant? Are you bored with yourself? Are you bored with how today went and how yesterday went and how the last week went and how the last month went? Great. Perfect. Well, guess what? Tomorrow never happened. Perfect time to switch it up. Take little things. Try little things. Show up once. Just show up and watch and be happy you went there. Be happy you tried the thing. Be happy you talked to the person. Be happy you didn't get the job, but at least you know you didn't get it. And that will get you better at moving to the next thing and better at working that muscle at learning that the next no is closer to the yes that's coming one day. Whether it's 5 days, 5 years, 15 years, 50 years, doesn't matter. That's not up to you. Life happens for us, not to us. This is a journey. This is a beautiful journey. But you gotta join it. You gotta drive, man. You gotta be in it with us. Step into the arena. The other thing I like to talk about is this, and I don't know if it's just popular in my life or it's popular in a lot of people's lives, but I feel that there is a sense of comparison in our stories, in what has happened in our lives. Oh, your father died. Well, you don't know what it's like to live with no hot water for 5 years. Or, oh, you didn't get into that school. Well, like I got kicked out of mine or whatever. We're comparing our stories, saying, well, mine's more detrimental than yours. I want to reverse engineer this thing. I think we could all connect on a very deep and spiritual level in a place where we can build a strong community if we just spoke about how we felt in these moments before we told the story. So if I simply said, hey, have you gone through something that you feel was a really impactful, really tough time in your life before? And of course you're going to say yes. And I'm not asking what it was, just simply have you. Yes. Okay. Tell me how that felt. Or better yet, I'll tell you, because so did I, I'll tell you how that felt in my life. And I'm going to run through the emotions, the times I was crying, the times I was shaking, the times my depression was very, very hard on me. The anxiety was insane. I couldn't go out, couldn't see these people, couldn't drive around in this town, couldn't listen to these songs, couldn't get out of bed, couldn't stop eating, couldn't eat at all, couldn't go to the gym, couldn't stop going to the gym because I was beating myself up. All these different things. If I ran through it microscopically, telling you exactly how I felt in all these moments, you'd be surprised how many people listening to that would say, holy shit, I feel like you were there with me when what I went through happened. That's exactly how I felt. We can connect on how we felt in these moments. Then the story is just a story. It's a beautiful story. It's something you should own. It has tons of respect and admiration and authenticity in your life. And again, you use that as a great point to start in this remarkable journey that you're going to be on. But I think in order to connect with people, we could just talk about what we felt like when we went through the thing instead of just the thing. We get so caught up on the thing. Let's talk about how we both felt. And what does that take? That takes pure vulnerability, pure honesty. We have to face fear, get uncomfortable. It's the only way to grow. Life feels so much better when you have nothing to hide. Life feels so much better when you say, I am the way I am, and this is the way it is. And I'm going to keep growing. I'm going to keep trying. I'm not sold on this version's the best version of me, but I'm working on it. And that's the thing. I'm working on it. And I think you should work on it too. Because there is no comparison. There is no, oh man, Nick's got a podcast or he talks like this or does that. And so, oh my God, how do you do it? There's nothing to it. You'd be surprised how remarkable you seem to other people when you simply start to invest in being exactly who you are and trying at exactly what you want to try and just getting real curious on what you can do and what you can't do and why you can't do it and trying again after that, figuring out, tweaking this, tweaking that. Extreme curiosity, running that muscle, that idea muscle. Question things. Why do we have to say that? Why do we have to act like this? Why do we have to believe this? I'm not bought into all of it. I'm too curious. I'm not buying it. Tomorrow never happened. Don't pave the way for me. Don't tell me my age dictates how successful I can be or what rooms I can be in or what people I can speak to or how I can speak or where I can speak and where I can impact and if I can impact people. just because I'm 21, just because I just got out of school a month ago. No, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I think a lot of things have been built up to form us into an average society, because average is comfortable. And if I want to make a clear point that if you're genuinely happy, this isn't for you. I appreciate you listening, but that's what I'm chasing. I'm chasing genuine happiness. It doesn't even matter what that means to me, to you, to anybody else. If you have pure joy and fulfillment and love and happiness, that's it. That's all I'm looking for. That's all I'm chasing after. I know my definition. You know yours. One may be never moving out, living at home, working a job around the corner, hanging with the same friends. Shit, to me, actually, that sounds beautiful. I'm very envious of that. I wish that was me, but unfortunately, my path seems to be a little different. And hey, maybe I'll get to the point of what I think is pure happiness just to find out all of you were right. Not all of you, but you know what I mean. The point I'm trying to make is it's about being happy, being fulfilled, having love in your life, giving love out to the world, to the people around you. How are you going to uplift someone that you encounter today? Is the person that entered the room with you leaving better than when they showed up? Because you're simply yourself and you're empathetic and you care about the person. And when you have time with someone, you cherish it because time's the most valuable thing we have. Is that what we're doing? I think that's what we need to ask ourselves. And how do we get to that point? How do you do this? How do you do that? You be vulnerable. You be yourself. You take a chance. You stop worrying about all these different thoughts and ideas people may have of you for just simply being you. And it's not easy. It's simple for me to say as a white man in America who's straight and has been fortunate to live the way I live and grow up the way I grew up, good times and bad. It's easy for me to say, I get that. But I think it's still a bigger risk to go through life never truly just being yourself and trying every day to get better at being the full version of you. I think it's the most beautiful thing. There's billions of people in this world and not one's the same as the next. It's just something that's super remarkable to me. And we have the ability, the luxury of choice, to choose different things, choose the way we want to live. So many people in this world, billions of people in this world, don't get the choices we get. What we think sucks is nothing compared to the rest of the world. But we're not exposing ourselves to that. We're keeping ourselves cooped up. We're not looking at the outside. We're not really taking in what's really going on out there. And when you really put it into perspective, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. And it's important put yourself in the arena. Show up. Show up. Join me in the arena. Join the millions of other people that are in the arena. The people that are making a change in this world. The people that are making a change in their environment, their friend groups, their families, their friends' friends. The people on Facebook, or the people at your church, or the people at your school, the people at your job. It doesn't matter. You being the best version of yourself is simply having the courage to open the doors for somebody else to possibly be the best version of themselves and take it back to their community, their friends, their job, their loved ones, their kids. And together we can build a place where we're simply ourselves and we know that it's us versus us. And we don't take criticism from the people who aren't in the arena. And it's not that we look down on them when we drop their opinions and their criticisms on the ground. We don't step on it. We don't smush it. We simply walk over it, or we just move on. We don't look back. We hope them the best. We feel bad that they think the way that they think, but we're optimistic in knowing that if we have tomorrow, if we have the ability to live tomorrow, there's always a chance to make a change. There's always the ability and the choice to make a change in your life. And in fold, it makes a change in everybody else's life. And you know what? It makes a change in the world. If you don't believe me, look at who's changed the world. The people, the organizations, the communities, the believers, the the fighters. Really study them. And you tell me it doesn't come from a place of full belief in themselves, being vulnerable, taking risks, not living comfortably, really working at being the best version of themselves, and together changing the status quo. Don't buy into it. That's all I ask. Question things. Why has it got to be like that? Why do I have to be like this? Why do people got to treat me like that? I don't buy it. You are you. That is the most beautiful thing. I don't care who you love, what you look like, what you believe in, what you do, what brings you happiness. You are you, and that's all that matters. Cherish that. Own that. Bet on yourself. Come into the arena. Join me, the millions of others who aren't just making a difference. I'm acting like I am in this arena of all these amazing people. I mean just simply taking a chance on yourself. The arena is full of people who are simply going to be the best versions of themselves, who are going to lead with vulnerability and accountability with the right intent to help others while helping themselves. Thank you so much for joining me on this. It's been a little while since I've had a podcast, especially just by myself sitting down, but I graduated college and I'm onto some new things and had some things to say, I feel, and I don't know, maybe this was shitty or maybe it was good, but either way, again, I felt like doing it, so I did it, and now I won't wonder what it could have been like, and if it sucked, and it sucks tomorrow, and it sucks for a month, or it sucks for a year, I'm getting closer and closer to it being better. Better for you? Better for me. When it's better for me, it becomes better for you. Work on yourself, and you'll be surprised how many people you impact by simply trying to be the best version of you. Love y'all.